I'm gonna get you, Papa. Slowly, the doggo stalks her prey. The dog girl sneaks up on her wonderful master. The best master. Oh. She pounces! She scores! I've got you now, master. You can't escape me now. Yes, master. It's time for you to get up. Yes, master. I know it's the weekend. The master said, I need you to wake me up at 9 every morning, pup. Can you do that for me? And Papa, you must know now that I'll always do whatever you ask me to. It's every dog girl's duty to serve their master. I knew you wouldn't be mad at me, Papa. You've always been so kind to me. So wonderful. Oh, Master's head pats are the best. They feel so good. I'm moving your blankets. I can't help it, Papa. My tail is wagging so hard, Papa. It's moving the bed sheets everywhere. Even my tight little tush is wagging. You just make me the happiest dog girl in the whole world. Oh, Papa, you want me to leave hugs and kisses for something as inferior as breakfast? You wound me oh so gravely. Silly master. I made you your breakfast before I woke you up. I had to leave bed for a minute, which meant that I had to quit hugging you, which I didn't like. But I thought to myself that this would make Master happy, so I did it for you, Master. And it's a special day, so you deserve it. I'm gonna go get your food, Papa. It'll be a second, but I'll be back as soon as I can. After all, you know how much I hate to be away from you. Don't go anywhere! You are my sunshine. The other night, Papa, as I lay sleeping, as you held me in your arms, when I awoke, Papa, you were still snoozing. So I kissed your dear head and I sighed. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy for every day. You'll never know, Master, how much I love you. It hurts my heart whenever you're away. I'll always love you and make you happy. After all, you first the same. Until we're gone, we'll love each other, and we'll keep doing so every day. I'm back, Papa. Look, the eggs are happy to see you. They're smiling. But they're not as happy to see you as I am. Say ah. Good job, Papa. Papa, can I talk to you while I feed you? Thank you, Papa. You're the very bestest master ever. It's been so long, Master. You've been my Papa for 13 years now. I was only 6 when you found me. So hungry. Starving on the street. A lost little puppy girl without her family and without any friends. So many men had already offered to take me in. But I could tell, even though I didn't know quite what it was at the time, that they just wanted something from me. They wanted to defile that little puppy girl. I even had to run away from them before. Then you found me, Papa. You saved me. I was trembling, hiding in that little trash can. You scooped up the little puppy girl and just hugged her. You patted her head and told her to be okay. And you cried with me. You told me that you wouldn't make me go anywhere, but I still followed you to the pet girl adoption center. I knew you were a good man, bestest man of all. And you became my papa. Not just master, but my papa. It was like the daughter you never had. Couldn't have, really. You've never been all that much older than me. So in a way, you were my big brother, too. No, Papa, I'm fine. No, I just want to say it. Let me hold you while I talk and you eat. You've always been so much more than master. You held me when I had nightmares. You kissed my head and patted it when I was sad. You fed me when I was hungry, never even refusing me ice cream. You spoiled me like the stereotypical daddy's girl or baby sister. You buy me all those pretty sundresses and girly hats, even when the price was far more than you should have paid for me. You'd read me books before I went to bed, even when I was far too old for most papas to read bedtime stories to. You'd let me snooze with you, because I refused to sleep anywhere but with you. Halfkins usually don't get great educations, but you refused to let me be uneducated. I may not have been welcome in the public schools, but you took your own free time to homeschool me. Often you would teach me what you were learning, so I was a number of years ahead of humans my own age. If I didn't understand, you never got angry. You were always patient and would take as long as I needed. Yes, Papa, please hold me. Your hugs and your pets make me feel so much better. Your hand in my hair, gently stroking. My loving Papa. Do you remember when you gave this to me? It's still my most treasured possession, this collar. When you adopted me, you told me I could have any name I wanted. You found me hiding in the trash can by the maple tree, so I told you I wanted you to name me Mabel. And you did. You called me Mabel, your darling little sunshine. And Papa, you told me the tree had grown there so that I could catch my rays. Sometimes you'd even tell me that I was the light in your life. I've tried my very best to make sure that you'd known that you mean even more to me. Now that you've finished breakfast, I'd like to make a request. Papa, I want to go for a walk. Will you take me for a walk, Master? There's somewhere I want to go. Oh, thank you, Master, thank you. Can you please get the leash? You know that I love the leash, so please, can we use it? I know Master thinks it's demeaning, but it makes me feel so safe and secure. So close and cherished and owned by you. Pretty please with the cherry on top, Master? Will you please use the leash? You're so good to me, Papa. But this time, let me lead the way. I promise to heal, but just let me direct you. We're here, Papa. Yes, the maple tree. We've come back to this park many times, but it's always meant something special to me. Master's always been the bestest man ever. I knew you'd be happy to come here again. Can we sit on the bench under the tree together? I know you felt alone too, Master. You almost never had any friends, and when you did, some were fake. But you and I have always been so close. You had a hard time getting me to dress myself, even when I could. I just wanted the comfort and closeness of you doing it for me. We can even appreciate the small things together. Just sitting here, peacefully listening to the birds chirp and watching the sun as it slowly falls down. I could watch paint dry and still have fun with you. I love you so much. This much. To the moon and back. Hey, Papa? Can you look me in the eyes for a second? Yes, Master. I did kiss you like a people does. But I'm a people too, you know. In my own dog girl way. Oh, you mean the special way? Well, Master can call it French, but I don't see why they get licensed to the name. When tongues are involved, it's more of a doggy kiss. They should call it a doggy kiss, don't you think, Master? I love my master so much. There's no better master out there. My master. My owner. My big brother. My papa. My sunshine. My love. Master, you told me before that you would do anything for me, didn't you? Master, would you please? Would you want to? Would you want to breed with me, Master? Would you breed with me? Would you breed your darling maple? Would you please breed your sunshine? I know you've never done it, Master. You've always spent almost all your time on me, one way or the other. I would worry that I was what kept you out of relationships if you hadn't told me how bad you were with other people. But Master, I've never done it either. Even though you could have made me all those years ago. You could have forced yourself on me then, done whatever you wanted with me after. You could have kidnapped me and used me until you were bored of me. You could have even sold me off for that if you wanted. But you never did. You only ever loved and cared for me. And I can't think of a time, person, and place that I'd rather lose my virginity to and in. No, Master. No one will know. This is off the main trail of the park, and I would hear them coming. These doggy ears of mine will let me know if anyone's coming. Plus, although my nose may look like yours, it's much stronger. I could smell them. You wouldn't need a nose as good as mine to smell me right now, Papa. Do you smell that? I thought you would. And that's my heat. Dog girls and cat girls do go into heat, but not like animals. We enter heat when we get excited. It can last for hours. I'm so excited right now, Papa. You recognize the smell? That's not surprising. You've aroused me so many times, Master. The scent of my heat has probably permanently seeped into your sheets. When I was younger, I started, I would help Master's bed. I wouldn't touch Master's intimate spots, because that would be wrong. But I would hump Master's pillow and hold your hand. I'll clutch your hand and kiss it and whisper my adoration to you. I wanted to hump Master, even your leg. But I didn't want to touch you like that without permission. Will you please breed me? I love you so much, Master. Please, please look. I've soaked through my panties and I'm staining this belt with my juices. I'm so wet and ready. Oh, yes, Papa. Put my panties aside just like that. Do you see that, Papa? That's my virgin hole. It's so hungry for Papa's cock. My devoted little pussy. But maybe we should call it my little puppy, since I'm a dog girl. Would you like that, Papa? Would you like to fuck my little puppy? Would you like to fuck me? Or you could just call me your puppy, like you used to. Your puppy, Maple. I'm still your sweet little puppy, but I'm also your full-grown bitch in heat. No, Papa, don't go down on me. I'm happy that you want to do that, but I need you inside me right now. Look at me, Papa. My little puppy is just a leak faucet. My leaky little puppy. Yes, Papa, just put my dress up and my panties aside. And pull my top down like that. Yes, Papa, I have filled out. They're not the biggest, but they'll fill your hands nicely. Now you can see me fully, like you used to. My pretty dress pulled out of the way. My long legs and the pretty shoes and long bowed stockings. Ready to pull you in. I want you to do me missionary. I want to look into each other's eyes when we lose our first times together. No, Papa. I'm fine. Just stay there on me for a minute. Oh, I feel so full. I can see how tight I am written on your face. Yes, Master. Need my plump tits while you feel me. Oh, Master, it feels so good. Please move, Papa. Please pump in and out of your maple. In and out of your sunshine. You feel so good, Papa. You're being gentle with me, but still fucking me so powerfully. Did you need this, Master? Did you need this too, Papa? Oh, I know you did. I know you came in some of my panties. I found out when I was doing our laundry. I knew you wanted to come in your sweet maple. And you still do, Papa. You still do. You're fucking your sunshine so good. You're flipping me over, Papa. Did you want to do me like a doggy? You want to pump into your little maple like the horny bitch she is? Oh, fuck me like a doggy, Papa. This is so good, Master. Yes, tug on my collar. Remind me of who I belong to. Never let me forget that I belong to Master. Use the leash and sweet, gentle pressure. Oh, Papa. Oh, you're squeezing my tits. Oh, pinch my nipples, Master. Oh, pinch my horny big nipples. Fuck, you slide in and out so good. Pounding my slick, tight little puppy hole. Tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me I'm a good girl. Please. Please. Papa, tell me I'm your good girl. See, Maple is my good girl. She's still my little puppy. and she's such a good girl. Please, Papa, will you say it? I'm your good girl. I'm your good girl. I've always been your good girl. I'm your good, tight, loving bitch in heat. Oh, Papa, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm so happy my tail won't stop wagging. I'm not trying to tickle you. I'm just so happy. Oh, I've got an idea, Papa. Oh, I've got such a good idea. Yeah, you'll like it. Tie my hands, Papa. Tie them together with my leash. Tie my arms together with my leash, Papa. Yes, Papa, please do it. I'm your bitch puppy whore. Maple is Papa's bitch puppy whore. But only for Papa. Only for Master. Oh, yes. Hold my hands up. Suck on my tits. Oh, Papa, this is so good. Oh, you're fucking your sunshine so good. Oh, Papa. Papa, will you please breed me? Will you breed your good girl? I want it so bad. I want to have your pups. More dog girls and dog boys, but raised in a loving home. Please. Pretty please. Pretty please with a biscuit on top. You will? Master, thank you. I love you so much. I love you so much. Oh, can we please come together? I want to come with you. So tight around you, holding you in. Please fill me. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me here all those years ago. Thank you for being everything I ever needed in my life. Thank you for letting me love you back. And thank you for coming in me. But Master, before we get back home, I'd like to ask you something. Can you be my sunshine forever? Can I be your sunshine forever? Can I be with you? Please, promise you'll be my master forever. Please, let me be your